Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. There's such a tremendous amount of stuff today, not just with the war, but other things also. So I put up on Twitter, and I really want to see, you know, Twitter is unforgiving. All I put up is, has anybody seen gas prices? I didn't say oil. I said gas prices go down. I have to put a pump up there. People saying, oh, where have you been, under a rock? In other words, we're not talking about oil prices. We know that. We know the barrel dropped instantaneously last night around 6:30. I need to hear from you. Do you see a change? And here's the point I'm making. Some of these stations, even with this, are not going to cave in and drop it. They're not going to follow that trend, and they're going to play it out as long as they can to continue jacking up the price. You should remember those stations like the Sunoco over there near the drive. I need a report on that one and that Shell station in Chestnut Hill. Are the prices coming down? Are you seeing that? All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Now, New York Post is about where I am, and I think they hit it best. By the way, we got a great side question today, too. We got Congressman Perry coming by, a couple of other things out there, including the world of sports. Man, down the hall from us at WIP, and I know in the world of sports here in Philadelphia, the world is talking about the head coach of the New England Patriots and a certain reporter. I'll get to that because our angle is completely different. I see the people on Twitter saying Mike Vrabel married the reporter. I'm not going to say her name. I don't want to get into the minutia. With him, allegedly, at a resort pictured by the New York Post. And here's a guy last week who, in his role as head of the New England Patriots and the NFL, lectured a running back because the running back proclaimed some statements out of the Bible. Remember all that? It's funny how these things come back. And he said the guy was not educated on these matters about LGBTQ. Kind of interesting. New York Post says, take the win. Take the win is the way to go. Okay? And I agree with that. Take the win, whatever the win means at this point in time. It doesn't mean it's a win for all time. I have a lot of questions about this, the Strait of Hormuz being one. The other thing I would tell you, and I think the Post is making my point, we are safer today than we were going into this. In other words, I'm not going to go through the litany that Pete Hegseth does when he doesn't want to answer, you know, the question about what happens next. We have degraded their military, their infrastructure to chase a nuclear weapon. And, of course, we have destroyed that infrastructure, even though there are remnants, who knows how much, of enriched uranium still buried underneath it, right? All those things are there, okay? But take the win. What are the troubling things out of this? Well, the Iranians have done this before. Now, I think it's a combination. Trump was looking, as I said yesterday, for some off-ramp. By the way, you know, I the world of just overkill and conspiracy, when Trump talked about ending their civilization, how in the world is that saying we're going to use nuclear weapons? He clearly was talking about the power plants, infrastructure, and things of that. Well, where is the nuclear weapons with this? The other thing that comes out of this is that Trump derangement syndrome, one of the biggest symptoms is if you want to have Trump as this evil genius, mad king, you can. And in the next moment, you can say he's Taco Tuesday. He's Taco Trump. He's always going to chicken out of these things. You can one moment say that, and then the next moment take the opposite point of view, and you can do it all day long. Now, this happened with Bush also, but not nearly as much with Trump. One second, he was a dope, and the world was going to blow up. The next second, he was in control, manipulating this, and he didn't care about nuclear war. So which one is it with Trump? Well, it is fair to say that Trump weaves. Trump is idiosyncratic. There is no playbook. He writes it up. But I would say, bottom line, at this point in time, and the question today, are we safer? And I answer yes. Now, what does that mean going forward, though? Can we trust anything here with the Iranians? Do we have leverage over them? No. They will backslide on this. They're trying to take a breather. Maybe it reached them what it would mean that he might actually go after the power plants, etc. Hard to know with them. Their system is crude. Khomeini, the second Khomeini, the one that's wounded, sends runners out, apparently runners, to communicate with others because they can't meet. They don't want to be using phones, so they get targeted where they are. And that's what's going on. And there's a million details in this. What have we won? More security, more safety. They're going to have a lot of trouble getting a nuclear weapon. But the Strait of Hormuz is still problematic. And I'm not on board, I don't know about you, where they would charge a toll and we would also charge a toll. President Trump floated that to George Carl of ABC News and the phone. Now, Trump floats a lot of stuff. But this kind of, at the 11th hour, acted as we talked about yesterday, although I thought there would be some bridges hit, things of that nature, that Trump got something, got them talking. So it's a win of sorts. You know, it's not a win of winning everything and the world's going to be safer, democracy and all that stuff. But it's enough of a win that we have them cornered into at least talking on some points now. So what is it? And this is where the battle is going to be politically here. What is it that we need to get out of this where reasonable people will say it was worth it versus unreasonable on either side? Now, you know, I haven't heard as many people, thank God, saying Trump was playing 3D chess here, something like that. Let's not be ridiculous. This is a difficult situation with very difficult people that have some leverage. And Trump is all about gaining some leverage. Did he get enough leverage over them now to move forward? I still don't think so at the end of all this. I think they still have in their head they've duped the world and American presidents for 47 years, they're going to try to do that with Trump. But after a period of time, he'll tire on that and we'll hear another threat. So let me know where you are. If you're driving by a gas station, have you seen prices go down at all? Have you seen even a little bit of it? Did they blink here? Did they blink a bit? Yeah, I think you could say the Iranians did blink a bit here with all this. And that, well, here's cut 22, Henry. Now, here's Senator Van Hollen. He's the guy, and he came to prominence because of going to El Salvador with the Maryland man. Remember that? He's out there, and Democrats are out there selling that, and this is critical. This is the only thing that matters in the end to Americans. Was it worth it? Did we gain something here? That's where the selling comes in. And it's perceptual. To me, right now, at this point, we are safer. We did gain in this. It doesn't mean the cost isn't high and there's not a lot of stuff here that's in play. Cut 22. Here's Van Hollen.
And I know you need to run, but just real quick then, if that's where your view on this now, what would you, will you need to see in order to view or declare this operation, this war, this effort, a victory and worthwhile in the end for the United States? Is there something you could see that could transpire in the coming two weeks plus?
Yeah. I don't see any scenario where that happens, which is why, you know, I've said from the beginning that this was a huge mistake. I mean, this has been an illegal war of choice by the President of the United States. He put American lives and treasure at risk and on the line. And at the end of the day, we are worse off than we were when this war started. And I don't see any scenario, any realistic scenario, where that assessment changes, which is why the American people are overwhelmingly opposed to this war. They recognize this is not good for America.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Well, I don't know the American people are overwhelmingly against this at all. It's mixed in a number of different ways. I do know they want to get out of this. They want to move on. They want to solidify something and then move on and get back to normalcy. I do know they don't want boots on the ground. They don't want a protracted war. And I do know they're wary of Iran as any rational person would be. By the way, the Pope jumping into the ring again, talking about this being unbelievably unacceptable, the president's rhetoric. We're past that. We're past the threat and all that. Been there, done that, around it. Nothing to see. Move on. That's not something that's out there. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Let me give you the side question. Today is the, or this last couple of days, was the anniversary of the peace sign. Arguably one of the most iconic symbols, if you will, of all time. So we are looking today, and it's all in the call. We're looking for that all-time logo or that all-time symbol. And when I started to think about it last night, I'll keep the symbols off for a moment. First one I thought of, even though I despise it as an outfit, is the Nike swoosh. It is ubiquitous. It is different. Doesn't even have to have any meaning. Their branding, their marketing, particularly golf with Tiger Woods, I think was the breakthrough, is big time.
I love the Nike swoosh. I don't what's your issue with it? I think it's clean.
Where do they make their sneakers?
China.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, so you hate the logo because of where it comes from?
I hate the whole operation. I
mean, the only one I don't like, and you'll probably see it this weekend watching the Masters, is a lot of Nike-sponsored golfers have a shirt where the swoosh is like the upper, it could be in the middle of their back, their left shoulder, their right shoulder. And it's so you see the logo when you know and they're after swing and they're holding it. It drives me nuts. I just think that looks so bad. But otherwise, I think the swoosh looks good.
All right. Well, yes, it's ubiquitous. Yeah, yeah. It's powerful, and particularly golf is extraordinary. The other one, the classic, is the red imagery, and it strikes as traditional. Sometimes, particularly at Christmas, with Coke. Is a great one. And that, in many surveys that I looked at, was voted the all-time logo, if you will, even if it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. It's an image. But Coke really has done the bottle, too. It's not a logo, but the bottle itself is iconic. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'll take a few off the board to start here. How about the logo of the band you're listening underneath here, the Rolling Stones?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of classic. Other bands have, you know, their names in a crazy font or something, you know, to show you who they are. You know the Rolling Stones are by that tongue being stuck out in the lips, which are actually, it's the tongue of the Hindu goddess Kali and the lips of the lead man, Mick Jagger.
Yep.
Funny enough, they wanted an anti-establishment, a pro-rebellion type logo, and that's the kind of the logo they went with. The other one I'm going to take off, very basic, has nothing to do with the anatomics of the organ. How about the heart symbol? Means love. Obviously, the heart logo looks nothing like an actual heart. It's more based off of the silphium plant from the 5th and 6th century from ancient Cyrene. So, yeah, take that, Joe Ovechkin, and I beat you
exactly
to that.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Take that off your list of what you were writing down there. All right.
And then I got one more. I got one more.
Sure.
I think it's one of the cleanest logos out there. They've been using it since 1994, and that would be Federal Express's logo, a.k.a. FedEx, where you have the purple Fed, you have the orange X, and in between the E and the X, the space in the E and the X, there's an arrow in between. It's the symbol, like, we're moving, we're on the go. You ever notice that?
I have not. I noticed that they have a big logo, but I didn't notice the
arrow.
Yeah,
look up the FedEx logo during the break, and you'll see it.
All right. Kirk, how about yours?
All right, I'm going to go with two. The Apple logo, that's distinctly, that has been changed God knows how long. And the other symbol, or I'm sorry, logo, Target or Target.
Oh, God, you did not just say that.
Okay, all right. All right, so that's what we're looking for. The question of the day. You know, one of my favorite scenes is Marathon Man. Is it safe? Is it safe with the dental? Sorry, Dr. Benz, with the dental. Torture going on. Is it safe? Are we safer today? Because we are at a critical point. We have a ceasefire. We have the makings of negotiating going on, at least talking about that. So it's a good point to ask, are we safer? I say yes. Does that have any meaning going forward? No, not necessarily. You have two entities here in Trump and the Iranians. That there's going to be a lot of zigging, zagging, and the Iranians, it's just maddening. They're going to drag it out forever. They are the all-time water torture to drag it out again and again and again, forever, forever, forever. All righty, 855-839-1210. Are we safer? And if you're driving by a gas station, just hit us. Have you seen a change yet? That's what I was asking. Does it happen that quickly? By the way, a guy that's been on the show that I differ with on almost everything. Senator Bramnick is under fire. People hitting me on Twitter. Surely you would agree. We got to stop this guy. He's got a bill to put self-serve gas in Jersey. Look, I'm not going to go into it. I understand Jersey has spoken. They overwhelmingly don't want self-serve. Oh, my God. The world would end. Sign of the apocalypse. And I can see the legislature never doing it. They know they can raise taxes. They can do stuff that's unbelievable. Progressives. But they know one thing you can't do in Jersey. You can't go to self-serve gas.
Exactly right.
Tomorrow, if you said, all right, this guy's running on a platform, we will have self-serve gas, and this guy wants to double your taxes. All right, I'm voting for the guy that doubles my taxes.
Exactly.
This guy wants to triple your taxes. I'm voting for that, not the self-serve. Well, this guy's a communist.
Amen.
This guy, I'm voting for the commie. I don't want that. It is irrational. It's one of the irrational things in the universe, but it is. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do is just push pound 12.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces, like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Are we safer? I say yes. That's a big headline of the day. That doesn't mean, you know, oh, 3D chess. That's almost as bad as the other side with Trump derangement syndrome. Look, this is a difficult situation. We don't know if the Iranians capitulated here, or more likely, they're sort of worried. They're playing their game. Drag it out forever, okay? And Trump is looking for a way to tell the American people, ultimately, at the end of this ceasefire, hey, we are safer, we won here. I'm not enamored with the idea, though. You're going to tell me 3D chess or something? Oh, that every ship that goes through, the Iranians and the Americans will pick up a toll, like it's the Ben Franklin Bridge they're going through. That sort of gets it, given the Iranians what the left says. Well, you know, they didn't have this before, even though they shut down the Strait of Hormuz before and all that. It gives them revenue. It gives them a sense they're winning, too. All righty. 855-839-1210. You get on board. You heard Van Hollen. That's ridiculous. We are safer. Their nuclear is set back quite a bit. The infrastructure, the entirety of it. There's no doubt that in mind about that. I'd like more certitude, but we do have eyes on that nuclear remains. And apparently, the argument, part of the deal is the Iranians and us would go and get it. Now, if that happens, that's a big step. But we are safer. You could argue then, at what cost, though? Did it cost too much? You know, the whole argument. Did it cost too much? 855-839-1210. And yeah, you'll let me know throughout the show. Are we seeing the immediacy at the gas pump? Now, the markets have reacted incredibly. I haven't checked in the last 20 minutes, but the futures and all that were off the board. They were stunning. They were incredible at this news because it is a respite. It is giving us a chance to take a breath around this. Now, Israel and the Iranians, they're still trading some. You know, you could argue some of their units don't know, not command and control. And that's how they were able to fire more weapons here. All right. Joyce starts us off in Rosemont on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being first in. Do you feel safer today?
A little bit.
Okay.
But you know, any day, anything can change. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay. I think that's a fair position. But I mean, for the reasons I ticked off, we are safer because the biggest thing in the world is them not having a nuclear, waking up and they have a nuclear weapon. And that's not going to happen anytime soon. So I would argue we are pretty safe despite the other things they might do. So what do you have today, Joyce?
My side question answer is the McDonald's Golden Arches.
Yep, that's a biggie. Of course, worldwide. And You told Kirk, what have you seen in gas?
A 10-cent drop from 419 to 409. The Sunoco stations, and in fact, a couple on Lancaster Avenue.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Joyce. By the way, is it Lancaster Avenue? I have it somewhere here. Anytime there's a move toward a red light camera, I put on my Crusader cape and I'm out there. We've defeated them in Jersey. Now they're putting up a red light camera. Oh, yes, Lancaster Avenue and Remington. Now, I've been on that road a lot. That seems to be a prominent turn to get into a lot of areas on the main line. But apparently that's gone up. There'll be a grace period. I don't think it'll take effect until June. And I don't know of any red light cameras throughout Lower Merion, that area. I mean, you may know of others. So be wary of that. And again, it's a revenue thing. We've been through this, fighting this quite a bit, particularly the ones in Philadelphia. It's a revenue grab. That's what it's always about. They will tout safety with this. They'll find some kind of... And I don't know how many years it was. It seemed, I remember Irv Homer against it at WWDB. It goes all the way back. The first red light camera in the area. Where? Of course, the Boulevard. Grant and the Boulevard. Could that be like 35 or 40 years ago? It's got to be 30 at least. And it never stops. And there's always a cry for it. You always hear these people on committees and whatever. Safety. That road is out of control. People are speeding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Put a cop there, give them more tickets, make the tickets go up then, if that's what the case is. No, put red light cameras in. And I'm not sure if it's turning, if it affects. I think it's going down Lancaster Avenue at Remington. Are we safer is the issue today, without a doubt. And the Pope, right before the ceasefire last night, the Pope jumped into the ring and said, this is completely out of line. It's unacceptable, the Trump threat about civilization. And he says, you have to have more dialogue to resolve this. These are people, this arguably is the toughest thing, I put this in the top 10 at least, that presidents have ever had to accomplish. And the reason is, some of the biggest thing they've done, whether it was Kennedy putting a man in space, all that stuff. This is a foe that has natural advantages. They've gotten away with it before. It's a mindset. We'll wait you out. And they are religious fanatics. You put them all together and you have to play this dance constantly. But Trump, as a negotiator, is pretty patient. In that he's always looking for a slight inch moving forward. The problem is, though, the American public is not going to be patient with this. At the end of this 10 days, at the end of this ceasefire, we are looking to see what the result is, what is put into place. You start going beyond this, and then we get into the forever war thing. We start being on the doorstep of what? The midterms, which I think we already are in the doorstep. Let's go to Zenos on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom. And Christos Anesti to you again. Remember, well, 40-some days.
That's right. Thank you, Zenos.
And Dom, I got to say that we are safer. And if you remember yesterday, I said the president's doing something, you know, with the negotiation. Now, like I said, he's going to pull the plug and all this oil, the oil is going to start through. But I don't know him, but he's watching him like the way a cat watches a mouse.
All right. Well, we'll see. Again, as you know, she can't discount what these guys are about, dragging it out for 47 years. That's what they do. And here's the thing. This is good for now. But if they're still just talking and there's no agreement on anything, what will happen is Trump will threaten again, but if he doesn't do it that time, what kind of threat is that? See, this is the game they're playing here.
They're playing a game, but I'm honest with this. They're playing a game with a different kind of president. You know, just like even Ronald Reagan, he didn't take too much stuff, but he's even more different than Ronald Reagan. He's a different kind of president, and that's why I like him. And I think we are a lot safer, Dom. Really, I do.
Okay.
Because these people were doing that for 47 years, and I remember them starting up their shenanigans.
Absolutely. What's your side, Zenos?
My side, Zenos, Dom, is going to go back to my people again. It's the international sign of a doctor with the staff and the snakes going up it. And the reason behind that is Hippocrates, they used to walk with sticks, and he was also a philosopher. His pet snakes used to go up and down his staff. And that's why it's an international symbol of doctors. And the nurses have one with the wings and the MAT. But that is an international symbol of doctors, is a staff with the two snakes on it.
Thank you, Zenos, and do no harm. Yes. Well, that's violated many times here. We know when it comes to gender-affirming care and everything else. All right. Somebody called in and said in Glenside now, and this is a breakthrough, they've seen $3.99 a gallon. That's pretty quick if you can get under $4. By the end of the show, do I think there's a $3.80 out there? I'd say no. We might see a $3.90 by the end of the show. Over in Chestnut Hill, they're still saying, oh, wait, where's that $5? We want to put that up. So how quickly does this turn around? Well, you would think on a dime. Given the price of a barrel of oil, it really has changed. Coming up, Brigadier General Scott Perry, Congressman Scott Perry, in the military, was a Brigadier General in the National Guard. We'll see, and we're going to start to hear in Congress, all right, now we're getting near, it's time with this ceasefire to come in and have Congress get involved. I'm okay with allowing Trump to continue to do this. Does Congress help? No, I don't think it does. All it would do is slow things down. But I'll ask Scott Perry about that on Talk Radio 12.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $40 off your first order with code RANCH40. That's code RANCH40 for $40 off your first order at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you?
Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
10.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. YouTube.com/1210WPHT, one of our all-time favorites. Congressman Scott Perry also rose to the rank of Brigadier General in the National Guard is with us. Congressman, welcome in. Have at it. What's your all-time take today? What do you see happening here?
Well, look, I think Iran obviously is kind of doing what they normally do. They made a deal. They're trying to get out of being annihilated. And then as soon as they have an opportunity to not uphold their end of the deal, they try and either, you know, take the opportunity or create the opportunity. I suspect that the president's going to be right on top of this and work through it very quickly. Let's just kind of level set right now. Iran has never backed down to any United States president, whether it was Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, certainly Barack Obama. Actually, he capitulated to Iran. Like, Iran's never backed down to anybody except for Donald Trump. And I know that there are a lot of critics out there right now that are saying, well, I don't like the way he said it, and he should have said it on a different day. That wasn't appropriate. So look, I hear them, but we got to understand this. Most people, and especially these critics, have never negotiated with terrorists, have never had a conversation with a terrorist that's willing to strap a bomb onto their child and send it into, you know, where you're shopping, you know, is willing to blow themselves up and certainly willing to cut your throat. That's who the president is dealing with. And I just don't think Americans understand, A, the stakes or what's required. These people do not understand, nor do they accept the normal Western civilized way of speaking. What they accept and what they respect is power, authority, and that's the only thing they respect. And so I think what we need to do is forget about how we're getting here and look to where we're getting. After 47 years, the president is resetting the whole global order, where Iran, who terrorized everybody for the last 47 years, is going to is not going to be doing that for sure. We're not exactly sure where we're going to end up right there. But I guarantee you the price of oil is actually going to go down. We're going to lose less American lives. The whole world's going to be a safer place. Look at Venezuela right now. And so I know that people have a lot of angst about this, but this is going to last for generations and generations, what the president is doing right now. And it's all good. There's not one bad thing that's happening right now.
I'm not as far as you on that. Let me back. We are safer. There's no doubt.
Yes.
And we have taken away the biggest threat right now, as far as I can tell, and you would know better, the nuclear threat. But something about, now look, Trump says a lot of stuff, bobs and weaves. And one phone call with George Carl saying, well, with the Strait of Hormuz.
I lost you there, Dom.
The Strait of Hormuz that the president said with George Carl,
That
we will be partners with them in towing ships coming through. If that, I'm not signing off on that. That's not an outcome I want. What do you think of that?
Well, look, I don't know that that's an outcome I want. Let's be clear. I don't want that outcome.
Right.
I want international shipping to transit through the Straits of Hormuz unmolested without the overwatch of the United States, right? That should be a requirement. But if it gets Iran to the table, if it keeps the discussion going, if it stops the bombs from falling, and it gets us closer to not having an Islamist regime who wishes death to America, death to Israel, death to the Western civilized world, and continues to make plans and develop the process by which to do that, I think that's a good direction to head in. This is not going to solve itself overnight. It's not going to be easy. And the thing is, too, look, this is all happening out in the open. This is all in public. Mm-hmm. You know, the conference in Yalta, or the, for that matter, the conference in Tehran, since we're talking about Iran, during World War II, happened behind closed doors. Americans didn't get to participate. They didn't have an immediate opinion because they didn't know exactly what was happening. We have a different level of understanding and transparency today. So the messy work of diplomacy is happening out in the open, where everybody has an opinion in real time. Where we are at this moment is not where we're going to end up, and I'm sure it's not where the president wants to be. But these are the requirements. So again, look, quit worrying about, you know, what's being done in the kitchen. As long as it's safe, worry about how your meal tastes when it gets to your table.
All right. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of analogies like that. But to your point, I think it's wise to give Trump maneuverability. And that brings up, we're getting that clock is ticking toward congressional oversight. Is there appetite? I know there are articles of impeachment on the president. What's happening in Congress around this?
Well, around this, it's a lot of rhetoric. Of course, look, we have a different paradigm, which we've never had before, where literally we have one of the major parties in the country rooting against its own nation, right? Like, I'm sorry, but that's just where they are. They're rooting for Iran essentially to win this so that it looks bad for President Trump. That's how bad that they despise him. That's how much they despise him. And so, yeah, they're going to be rhetoric and so on and so forth. But while we're headed towards the 60 days, understand there's an extension on that. I fully expect this to be wrapped up by then. In the meantime, look, we've got this other issue of unfunded Border Patrol and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Agents. We've got that to deal with. And there's a clock ticking on that as well. And I'd say while the president is handling this and our United States military, which is so exquisite, if you can't tell that by now, is handling this as well as anything and anyone has ever done in the course of human history, Congress needs to focus on the things in the homeland, so to speak, where they're being mucked up by the other side that, again, is rooting for America to lose for political purposes.
Talking with Congressman Scott Perry. So, Congressman, too, you have a top flight team working with you. And I saw one of the things put out today about your opponent, who apparently can't keep her story right when it comes to voter ID, the Save America Act, et cetera. So that would be an interesting debate if she would go on record to say, no, we shouldn't have voter ID.
Well, look, again, doublespeak, being on both sides of the issue, essentially just pulling the wool over your eyes. If they weren't doing that, they wouldn't be doing anything. You can't be for election integrity and be against the Save America Act, which is why the question was asked. If we all want to be able to trust our elections, let's make sure that only people that are authorized to vote are voting. We want every American citizen to be voting. Here's what we don't want. We don't want people that are here illegally and people that are ineligible to vote to be doing that. And so the Save America Act is a strong step in the right direction. It's not everything, but it's a strong step in the right direction. And if Democrats are opposed to that, you really have to ask them and wonder why. And of course, in this case, they're saying, well, one of my potential opponents is saying, well, I'm for election integrity, but I'm not for the Save America Act. And of course, as usual, the press doesn't ask a follow-on question, essentially saying, well, what kind of voter or election integrity are you for if you're not for this? And so exactly. I think it just goes to show that they're really not for this. They just don't want to say it because they know the vast majority of Americans on either side of the aisle are demanding it.
Exactly. For all things Scott Perry, for your campaign, to keep up with you, where do we go? What's the best place?
For the campaign, you go to patriotsforperry.com. On the official side, it's Rep Scott Perry.
Thanks, General. Thank you, Congressman Scott Perry, for joining as always.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right. There's General, Brigadier General in the National Guard, Scott Perry, Congressman. You heard him. And we are moving with this ceasefire toward, you're going to start to hear more calls. Well, Congress has to be involved to you give room to Trump to cook here. It's just some of the things being thrown out there. It's fine. I mean, I believe we are much safer today. But I don't believe that the Iranians are actually, I'm not even sure I believe they were afraid of being annihilated. I think they saw that Trump wanted something. They wanted something. And they both got it. And they play this game. Now, I would predict, though, on this, that Trump might give the full amount of time no matter what happens here. Ships are making their way through the Strait of Hormuz at this point. That was a report early this morning. I haven't seen anything different. The markets are up big time. Those things are all good, and we are safer. There's just no doubt about that we're safer. You can argue the cost, what happens next, but there is no doubt. And again, a big part of Trump derangement syndrome is the idea that Trump in one moment is going to annihilate the world. you know, this end their civilization. How do people immediately throw nuclear weapons into there? There's just nothing there. You were talking, obviously, about power plants and the infrastructure, but particularly power plants to throw them back to the Stone Ages without power, without electricity. That's a big consequence. There's no nuclear or anything like this. But that's all the thing. It gets eyeballs, gets clicks, gets people, oh, does that mean nuclear? Let's bet on it. There were actually bets on it. All right, one note on this, and we'll take more of your calls coming up. So we have a story today that in the sports world is big for a particular angle, women covering males in sports. I mean, I've been in locker rooms one time with the Phillies, and there were female reporters there. We used to go down to Florida. We did a whole thing, and we got to interview people. And some of these guys, it's like, well, that's their locker room. But come on. One guy just drops entire drawers and walks right into the shower there. You can say, well, that's part of the job. It's not normal. It's idiotic that this goes on. It really is.
Well, you're in their space.
It doesn't matter. Somebody's got to have some common sense.
Someone comes into your house and starts, stuff, and you're trying to do your own thing.
A little bit of discretion. Come on. It's ridiculous.
I mean, sure, I wouldn't want to do that, but right. it's their right to.
Well, I didn't say it's illegal. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying it's illegal either.
I'm just saying it's ridiculous, this situation. Maybe that's why women shouldn't be there covering it, but then they say they can't get the coverage. Okay. So you have this particular female for The Athletic who is big time and has been the conduit of all these stories that involve the Philadelphia Eagles particularly. She's pictured, New York Post again, with Mike Vrabel, arguably two or three hottest coaches out there for the New England Patriots.
Is that in looks or talent?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, both. Okay.
Yeah, both. I think he's a hot-looking guy, sort of. He's a little bit heavy, but yeah. And it's obvious it's more than just a friendship. How far, who knows? But the point is, Vrabel is married, so is she. Publicly, this is a public thing. They're at her resort. They're spending a lot of time there together. Last week, they were on their high horse. He was too, maybe because of coercion, telling us how bad it is for the standards of the league. It bled over from this Ivy guy in the NBA to some of these guys in the NFL who are very Christian, publicly Christian, and object to being part of LGBT Gay Pride Month. And he actually used the phrase, well, the guy's not educated on this stuff. That's my angle, and that's where a lot of people that do both sport or talk about sports and do talk radio are saying, well, you know, this is pretty interesting. You have this conflict of somebody who's an alleged reporter. Both are married. This is public, although the New York Post looked like they use a telephoto lens. I don't know from how far.
Yeah.
And isn't that interesting? Is that, I mean, the one guy's just expressing his religion, right? And for that, well, your religion has to be put aside. If we tell you you're going to do Gay Pride Month, you better not be public about that. You're uneducated on it. It's an interesting comeuppance. Of course, the owner involved with the happy endings thing of the New England Patriots, he hasn't said anything, I think, on the players. But, I mean, that's just a backdrop. So how in the world do we get to go after the player? Well, I guess what they're saying is, well, it's not a moral thing. It's a job performance thing. You must shut up about Gay Pride Month, even if it offends you as a Christian that you're participating in that in some way, shape, or form. It's part of your job. If you don't like it, there could be consequences. That's a hard thing to sell. So what they do is they kind of dance around it. But watch this story because it's consequential. And it also gets at the role of women, not just in sports. And you got to feel for women who have earned it, who have made it in a path that has to be really difficult, dealing with males in a locker room, the story that I told you. It was hard enough for us. I mean, these guys are rude. I mean, it's not every Philly, but they're just rude. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And look, you got to put up with it if you want access. With us, we want access too. We just had Scott Perry on, but we have hundreds of people, literally, when it comes to pro sports, you got really 35 to 40 people in town that you really want to talk to. You know, you're not necessarily wanting to talk to the 25th player on the Phillies, or I don't even know who's on the Flyers, et cetera. You have a select list, and if they ban you, if they won't talk with you, uh-oh, that's big trouble. So that's why I think the world of sports is harder even with interviewing, not stepping on toes, than it is with politics. I mean, if you want the president, you know, you have to be really careful. But if you want Jalen Hurts, I don't know what you have to do. It'd be harder to get as an interview at this point. Trump will talk with you, maybe only for 2 minutes. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line, get in on the side question two, coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Little gas update. George, great listener, sends me a lot of stuff. Says in Reading, the Sunoco was 419 yesterday. This morning, today, it went up to 426. What the hell? Yeah, they didn't get the memo. You know, hey, where are we going to put that 426 up? It's, you know, you wouldn't understand. It's in the pipeline. It's not there yet. Strait of Hormuz, yada, yada, yada. And over in Chestnut Hill, I bet they're not down from 489 or whatever it was. But that would be interesting to see by the end of the show. Do we see somebody like 390-ish, given what's happened here? Or are people betting? Now, what this here's one point to keep in mind with this whole thing. What does this gives Trump with the ceasefire? If this is what he wants, the Iranians will violate this, or will they not be moving forward on dragging their feet in whatever it is he has asked for that they agreed to of sorts? They do it in a, you know, half-hearted way. Does that count? Doesn't it count? I don't have any faith at all in this with them. Hard to pin down. I'm trying to be fair about this. The annihilation last night, is that ultimately what they're afraid of? And in the end, they will comply. I don't see it that way. I think they got away with it. They had certitude. They're playing a game. They're playing more timeout. It gives them a chance to rearm maybe the Chinese and others, get themselves together a bit. I still don't think they're in compliance mode to go down that path. Now, you may see a public sign of this here, there, or wherever, but this is what you're... I'm not being critical of Trump on that. This is what you're dealing with. This is the hardest thing in the world for all the reasons we've talked about. They're religious fanatics. You got the Strait of Hormuz, and you have oil itself in Iran. And they know our politics. They know that time here is not the same thing as it is in the Middle East. That's always the issue. And they know that 60-day thing is out there, Democrats just waiting to pounce. Depending on how you look, I guess we're around day 40-ish or so. So it's not over the horizon, but it's fairly close to the horizon. All those things are in play. But we are safer. That is, without a doubt to me, you can't come close to arguing that we are definitely a lot safer today than we were when we started this. All right, big 1 o'clock hour come up. We have some progressive women gone wild today. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. We got that going on. We're also going to talk with State Senator Coleman. Katanning, remember we told you that, Pennsylvania, they raided and got it 24 Uzbekistan and all that stuff. These guys here illegally not speaking English, getting their truckers a CDL. We'll break that down with them next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $40 off your first order with code RANCH40. That's code RANCH40 for $40 off your first order at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!